cheese from a roll, or microwave my casserole. Don't puff my weed or box my cake. Don't coat my steak in a shaking bake. Give me real food like collard greens, country hams and pinto beans. Homemade biscuits spread with butter reminds me of my sweet grandmother. Let me smell those pecan pies, see those yeast rolls start to rise. Don't serve me up no slick disguise, I'm in a hungry mood. I want real food. I don't understand real imitation flavor, and freshly frozen doesn't make much sense. Well, I can't even spell reconstituted. TV dinners always make me wince. Give me real food like collard greens and country ham and pinto beans. Homemade biscuits spread with butter reminds me of my sweet grandmother. Let me smell those pecan pies, see those yeast rolls start to rise. Don't serve me up no slick disguise, I'm in a hungry mood. I want real food, I'm in a hungry mood. I want some real food.
Give me some real food.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR 90.1 Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills and beyond, and you're listening to Ecotopia, exploring ecosystems, environmental, technological, and social. I'm Susan Trudy.
And I'm Stephen Trudy. Tonight we'll be talking about the Butte County Local Food Network. Pam Larry is the creator of BCLFN. It's a growing project with a number of efforts to help people grow and eat local food and increase food security in Butte County.
Ecotopia is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Neil Yellen, a financial advisor with Edward Jones in Chico. No matter where you are in life's journey, Neil can offer guidance and strategies for wealth and retirement income, college savings accounts, estate and legacy plans, charitable giving, and more. For a consultation or more information, Neil can be reached at 530-345-8913 and on the corner of 3rd Avenue and the Esplanade. Neil Yelland, Edward Jones Member, SIPC. Ecotopia is also made possible by the generous contribution of our same wonderful KZFR supporters and by J&J Automotive in Chico. With over 19 years of experience in auto repair and scheduled maintenance, specialized in Subaru and Volvo, J&J provides everything from manufacturer-suggested vehicle maintenance to all types of repairs, including transmission and engine repair, brake and suspension, tune-ups, lubes, filters, lights, and more. To book an appointment or for more information, visit J&J, that's the letter J, and J, AutomotiveChico.com, and at 530-891-3328. We'll be back in just a minute and to talk with Pam Larry about food in Butte County.
Make you smart, dude.
Brain food, eat it up.
Get your head ready, put your mind in the right mood.
Brain food, eat it up.
Brain food, it's gonna make you smart, dude.
Brain food, eat it up.
Get your head ready, put your mind in the right mood.
Brain food, eat it up.
Serve a little salmon with omega-3. Add a bite of spinach.
juicy tomato. Well, like a bean, it's gonna make your head run like a machine. Brain food, it's gonna make you smart, dude.
Brain food, eat it up.
Get your head ready, put your mind in the right mood.
Brain food, eat it up.
Blueberries are what you chew if you wanna elevate your IQ. Folic acid and whole wheat bread, now that's a smart thing to feed your head. Brain food, it's gonna make you smart, dude.
Brain food, eat it up.
Get your head ready, put your mind in the right mood. From the bog, wash them down with a little green tea for intellectual clarity. Brain food, it's gonna make you smart, dude.
Brain food, eat it up.
Get your head ready.
Our guest this evening is Pam Larry, the visionary and the brains behind the Butte County Local Food Network. She'll tell us about all the work her group is doing to make good food available in our county. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Good. It's nice to talk to you.
It's great to be back on the show. You guys, as I mentioned, are great interviewers, and I really appreciate all that you do for our community.
You've been among the most frequent people to appear on our show, and we never worry about repeating because you've got so much stuff going on that it's always a new adventure for us to interview you. So thanks.
Yeah, adventure is a great word. Yeah.
Pam's great adventure. So let's just start by telling us what the Butte County Local Food Network is, a little about its history, what your aims and goals have been, your vision, that sort of thing.
So, great. This is a great start. Our mission is to create a stronger local food system that's based on a just, equitable, resilient, regenerative food system. And I think it's really important for us to understand the current state of the food system and how it really is fragile. I've been speaking to this for a while now, and I believe that the best way forward is for communities to create food security and food sovereignty for themselves and not depend on the planes, trains, and automobiles to save us, I guess, is the most blunt way to put it.
Yeah, right. And this most recent, the jam up at the
Use your words.
They're hard to use. You know what?
The ports are all backed up, and what is that called? The supply chain is a mess.
Yeah,
and I can't get the kind of cat food that my cat likes. So he's sticking up his nose at everything because they just don't have it anymore on the shelf. But your concern is more about human beings and their food security. Do you see more of this in the future, this kind of concern about the security of getting food to us?
Yes, and I believe it's actually expanding. So it's kind of complicated and requires a little bit of background, which I don't know that is an important thing to focus on with this conversation because there's so much going on locally.
Yes.
But in a nutshell, the global food supply, I would say since about the 40s, we've been moving slowly into this global food supply system whereby every area decides what it grows best, and then it, like, exports it to everywhere.
Right.
So, which is sounds great on one level, like if you're talking about a mechanistic sort of food supply, but food supplies are about life. And it has disrupted us incredibly with COVID. And although I hate a whole lot of what's happened since COVID, I really appreciate that what it's done is exposed this fragility and this huge gap in our food system,
yeah.
In a way that will continue. And I'm just trying to tell people not to be, you know, too Debbie Doomer, but whatever. It will continue to become more evident as time goes on.
Right.
You know, it doesn't serve our planet to buy apples from 1,500 miles away.
Right.
And have them shipped in. There's all sorts of stuff that isn't accounted for in, you know, the powers that be reckoning with the global balance sheet,
right,
of what works with our food system and doesn't. And I'm just really, really convinced that Butte County has the capacity to feed ourselves if we start to focus on that and not depend on the planes, trains, and automobiles to bring food in.
Great.
So super. That's my greatest mission.
Yeah, I love that. So let's plunge in. One of your huge projects, huge events every year, and I don't know how long you've been doing it now, but it's been a while, is your Garden Blitz. Can we talk a little bit about the Garden Blitz?
I would love to talk about the Garden Blitz. So first of all, we are essentially a pretty new organization in terms of organizations in Butte County. We've only been really fiscally our own entity since 2018, the end of 2018. So we're just we're babies, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I took after the fire, so I was involved in national and state politics and then kind of sort of tried to get something going here, but was this like, I'm only a human and there's only so much you can do. But then in 2018, after the fire, it was like, okay, dude, let go of the federal and state because it's boring and depressing anyway,
mm-hmm,
and let's focus here.
Nice.
So we're really new, and you know, I took a year, so that was up to 2019, and then really 2020 was when we started to come out and really start shining. I would say I'm so proud of our board. Anyway. So the Blitz is one of our seminal and most important offerings that we give to the community, and it's where we have this project where people can either purchase a 4x4 or a 4x8 garden, or they can apply for a scholarship. We have a scholarship fund that they will allow them to allow us to offer them a 4x4 foot garden package, and this package includes a garden box, soil to put in it, mulch, hardware cloth stapled to the bottom so that for critter control,
right,
and plants, and then mulch on top for people to put in their backyards. This community has been amazing in responding to the call for volunteers to help install them. So what we do on Fridays over the weekends is that we have 3 weekends, and I'll talk about that in a second, but let me explain the process.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fridays, we construct the boxes, and we put the hardware cloth on it. And then on Saturday and Sunday, other volunteers come in as teams to go to people's houses and install these gardens in their backyards. Since March 2020, against all odds with COVID and fires,
mm-hmm,
we have been able to, because of you guys, because of the community, been able to install 169 gardens in people's backyards.
That's amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it?
And 169 gardens.
So originally when we had this concept, we thought, oh, we'll do spring and fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but last year, you know, in the middle of strong COVID, strong fires, we realized, oops, time for us to regroup and realize that we're living in a new world. So we've decided to only do blitzes in the spring.
That makes sense, yes.
Yeah, it
that's
does.
When things...
Although, like, dude,
yeah,
Big Sur is burning as we, you know.
Yes.
And it's like, yes, oh my God, like, what are we going to do? But so we have the Blitz. I just sent out the email today for the Blitz Spring 2022 and invite people to visit our website at bclocalfood.org. to purchase a garden for either a 4x4 or a 4x8 foot garden, or apply for a scholarship garden. And we are honoring the people that had started to apply last year. Again, in the fall, we thought we were gonna go for it, but then wood prices and fires interfered,
yes,
so we just pushed it back to spring. But we encourage people to sign up for scholarship gardens. We've got amazing funding from the North Valley Community Foundation and their representation of the Lundberg Family Foundation, North Valley Mutual Aid, the co-op.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really exciting. KIXC. And so we're just really inviting people to sign up, and we'll distribute as many gardens as we can scholarship wise. It's a great project and program. And then the community comes together and has done so since March 2020 three times. So we had March 2020 in the spring and the fall, and then 2021 we did March. Spring again, and now we're inviting people to join us again in 2022.
So anybody can participate. How far do you go? I know you have this project in different communities. Can you talk a little mm-hmm. bit about where all you go?
Sure. So the first group that will be included is Chico. Will be March, the weekend of March, I think it's the 24th to 26th. I'm sorry, I don't have the information in front of me, so... but I think that's it. Again, Fridays are constructing, Saturdays, Sundays are installing. And then we'll be in Oroville the weekend, April 8th to the 10th, and then on the Ridge, so that means Paradise, Megalia, and all little, places in between, on the 23rd to the 25th, I think that's it, or the 24th to 26th. I'm so sorry, I don't have that information in front of me. But if you go to our website or check us out on Facebook, you will see the exact dates. And people are encouraged to either purchase or apply for a scholarship and volunteer. I mean, without the volunteers, this community is freaking amazing.
Yeah.
But without the volunteers, it won't happen. And we especially need folks with trucks to help us transport the gardens and soil and all that good stuff.
So, are there deadlines for applying? What are the, so you have things coming up in March and April. When do people need to apply in order to get a garden delivered?
Well, the sooner they apply, the better.
Okay.
We'll take that into consideration, but that isn't the only factor. We're looking for income levels, ability, and for that we ask a question about EBT. And then also mm-hmm. we're very excited about, and I would love to talk about our Grown project, which which is new. We're very excited about kids being involved in
nice.
Gardens. So that
nice.
Is a huge waiting factor because, again, our mission is to create a more just, healthy, local food system
yep.
that's resilient and regenerative. And part of that is bringing up the next cohort of people who will grow food for the community. So anyway, I'll talk about that in a second, and I would love if you prompt me.
Yes, I will. But I want to go ahead. Steve has a question.
I want to jump in, Pam. This may be a bit of a digression or a sidebar. I want to ask a little bit about how much space it would take for a family to become reasonably self-sufficient. You said earlier we could do it all within Butte County,
mm-hmm.
And being a little bit ironic, because that means if we want to eat a lot of almonds, we can pick them up locally. But I assume that your boxes are, in a sense, starter boxes, that once people get the idea they can raise stuff, they can turn their backyard over to growing. How much stuff
Perfect.
Would I need to grow to grow a reasonable percentage of a family's food needs? I'm thinking
well,
also...
Well, you're outside my pay grade there.
Okay.
To give you exact numbers, but what I can speak mm-hmm. to very assuredly is that any amount of food that we produce in our yards adds to the community's food security and food sovereignty.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
One of the things that, is a little bit of digression from what we're doing here is we did a local food assessment. We got some funding, blessedly, from the North Valley Community Foundation and this Sierra Nevada and the Aaron Rodgers Fund. And we were able to produce a local food assessment. It's an 85-page document with 22 mm-hmm. appendices. We're still basically trying to get it finalized, but we are presenting it to the community on the stakeholder community on February 1st. So So if people want to be included in that list, please contact me at bclocalfood@gmail.com. Or, anyway, I won't do the or. But we're presenting it. We're excited because Candace Byrne from Edible Chefs to Butte is going to create a pretty, very pretty version of it so people can see it. It goes into all sorts of, like, stuff around our county. And what I want to share, the reason I'm bringing this up now is that I want to share that our county's agriculture has changed over the years. Like, at one point, we were growing more wheat and oats than we were rice. Mm-hmm. We have a capacity here to feed ourselves. Right. And I'm just really excited about that. You know, it will involve a number of changes. And priorities, like us coming together as a community to prioritize how we want to be able to be more food sovereign and food secure.
I just have a lot of questions. Who was involved in the local food assessment, and how did you do it? I mean, I think that's so important, and I'm so glad you did it, and I'm curious.
Yeah, so there were, again, I want to really stress and thank the North Valley Community Foundation, who is amazing, who saw the value in doing this for the community. And once it's up on our website, anybody can use it to do whatever they want to with it. And we hope to have that up by the spring. You know, we're a small organization with a lot of volunteers, so we're doing the best we can. So I ask the community to be patient with us.
Sure.
But so how did we do it? So
yes.
I just finished our what we're up to report for 2021 and can share that with folks. I just sent out an email about the Blitz, but I will be sharing the report for people to look at. So what I can say is that we had a number of researchers that we asked to go out and do interviews. We had focus groups. I can't remember the numbers at the moment. I'm so sorry. But we did, like, tons of interviews of people that were local, and we used a lot of what they're called secondary data to create this report, which shows a lot about agriculture in our area. It talks about the history of food in our area, talks about the, you know, what with inputs for agriculture, talks about local food systems, talks about, so there's an agricultural component and a food security component. And then, so I don't know if that's answering stuff for you. So we interviewed a lot of people and we did a ton of research. There was like over 1,650 hours of research and writing that's gone into this. And it's ongoing, so that number is probably more like 1,800 now at minimum. And we have, I am not that kind of a writer, so we had amazing writers and people that contributed. Primarily, Maria Giovanni from Chico State. She's been amazing with this. And then Courtney McCarrick. And she's just been outstanding. She's a master's student at Chico State. It's just an ongoing project. And then, like I said, Candace will help us create a pretty thing. So it's really kind of cool because it's a collaborative thing that's going on.
So was it small?
Courtney Merrick. Sorry about that. I added an extra mick.
So was this small farmers, large farmers,
all of it.
Community
yeah.
gardens?
We interviewed some. We interviewed some folks that were involved in larger farmers, and then we interviewed a lot of small farmers because, you know, there was a little bit of a maybe bias because we, again, are doing this about the local food system.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
We're basing all of our project on the Vermont Farm to Plate project,
okay.
Which was amazing because what happened was Vermont, the state, decided to invest in their local food system as an economic factor for their region. And I believe we have the same capacity to do that here. And so just working with some amazing folks throughout the county, you know, Deborah Lucero, who cares deeply about food and food security in the midst of all the other stuff she's doing, which just blows me away.
Yes, me too.
You know, the Butte County Board of Education, the health department, and there's all folks, you know, in between. So it's pretty amazing. And we had come together and we applied for a USDA grant.
Wow.
To be able to further this process, because this local food assessment is just basically a report on what the food system is here. But then the next step is for us to all come together with this basic information and go, dude, what do we want to do next?
Yeah, right.
You know
right.
what I mean? And so the group that has been the core group that has been doing this have been talking about having a community-wide. The grant was supposed to support this process for 2 years. We didn't get it, and we think it's because it was too small of a region that we have to expand into other counties. But whatever, we're just like, the Butte County Local Food Network just goes, okay, whatever, let's just do it anyway. So we're going to have a convening. We're trying to figure out if it should happen in March or in October. But we want to invite the whole community to start the conversation of what do we want, what's the potential here, and what can we do here so that we don't have to rely on the planes, trains, and automobiles. I mean, that's really my contribution to this report. I'm not that kind of a writer, but I did a bunch of research about food disaster. And, you know, which is all based on the assumption that we'll be able to communicate.
Right.
We'll
right.
have enough fuel for food to get here.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, it really doesn't support us being food sovereign. You know, so what can we do to make ourselves food sovereign? That's my biggest question as the director of the Butte County Local Food Network.
Do you see potential for great big farmers, you know, people who are doing like multi-cropping, of them adjusting that so that they could grow things that are more appropriate for people to eat, you know, like, well, or our diverse farms, you know, that grow lettuce mm-hmm. and tomatoes and things that grow really well in Butte County. Do you see any potential for changes in the big system?
I see huge potential, and cool. It all starts with us deciding that we're all in this together.
Cool.
And creating relationships
right.
so that, you know, people in Chico aren't seen as trying to dictate to farmers outside of our city how to operate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the basis of respect,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And moving forward is to create that dialogue and trust in each other, that we're not trying to attack each other in a very divisive culture.
Yeah, you're talking about a cooperative, collaborative community attitude and operation. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking too that the Tuscan Water District
correct
flap indicated there's a lot of sensitivity on the part of farmers who feel that the city folk are trying to tell them what they can and cannot do with their land.
Correct.
So that's going to be a fight, or not a fight, a difficult project.
Negotiation.
Well, what I would like to suggest is that it's not going to be that difficult. I would
nice.
Like to suggest okay. that we can do anything we choose to do, and part of that is progressives deciding that they want to have conversations with people
mm-hmm.
and to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I sit. With all sorts of conversations around what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
have got to be the example of honoring and openness and hearing both sides of the situation, understanding the needs of the other, and reaching out.
Yeah.
You know, I know that in some ways I'm a bit controversial in that way
mm-hmm.
in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be, but there it is. And particularly in farming. I mean, I learned that I used to be a farmer.
Hmm.
I come from a farming family in Iowa.
Oh, wow.
And I very much appreciate just the basic humanness of people who aren't in the situation that another person is in, understanding that there may be more going on than we think. Because another thing that I've noticed about us progressives, and I would put myself in there, is that we're very passionate about what we do, and it's because we care deeply. But sometimes that passion translates in a way that isn't bridge building.
Yeah, I understand.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR, FM 90.1, KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. And we're talking with Pam Larry of the Butte County Local Food Network, who's been on the program multiple times before. Pam, we want to shift gears just a little bit. You also have a mobile farmer's market. Tell us a little bit about that. When and where can people find it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. So in the end of 2020, we applied for and got a grant, thank the county, from the county to a DESS office to create this system of bringing, you know, connecting local farmers with people who need healthy, locally produced food. And I really want to thank, again, the Butte Strong Fund and the North Valley Community Foundation for continuing that effort and supporting, being able to support people who had are still in recovery from the fires, to be able to get healthy, locally grown food instead of, I don't mean to demean other stuff, but a lot of times the commodity stuff that they get is old and like expired and all sorts of stuff, rather than healthy, vibrant local food. And their support has been just instrumental in this. So what happens is that we bring food. We have a beautiful truck. I love our truck.
It's
and,
cute.
And we go get food from the local farmers and bring them up to both Concow and Magalia. Concow on Saturdays, Magalia on Sundays. We take cash, credit, and EBT, the cash and credit folks are able to join a loyalty program where if you buy $5 worth of food five times, the next time you visit, you get $5 off whatever you purchase.
Nice.
We have a matching program, which we are funding, again, via the North Valley Community Foundation. And then our new partners that are being added on are United Way of Northern California.
That's pretty amazing.
To expand that a little bit be able to offer through our Angel program. But the EBT, we have a matching program where you can get, and just to encourage EBT users to use the Market Mobile, a matching program so that you can, what, up to $20. So any amount of stuff that you buy from us, you can have doubled with us.
Nice.
And then we have that Angel program. We're qualifying people who were around at the time, you know, were up in the burn scar when they, when the fire happened in 2018. You can get free food up to $100 a month, via a very generous grant from both North Valley Community Foundation, Butte Strong Fund, and then now United Way. They're, like I said, a new partner.
How do people go about trying to qualify for that program? People who are still in, I live in Concow, so I know there are a lot of people up there who are still trying to recover from the fire. What do they do to require for the Angel to
be able to participate in the program? Well, I would encourage people to reach out to me. You can call, you know, you can, I probably shouldn't do my phone number on the radio.
You might not want to.
Pam at bclocalfood.org and let me know. The program has been closed for a while as we try to figure out the folks who are on it but don't use it.
Okay.
And then, we're getting ready to open up applications again. So just contact us or join our email list at BC, you know, go to bclocalsfood.org and subscribe to our email list. I don't send out that many emails because I have to write them and they take hours to create. So it's not like you're going to get inundated with emails, but it definitely keeps you up to date with what's going on with us. And also we include what's going on regarding food with any other organization that we know.
Oh, that's
because
great.
We are really a network.
That's great.
And we want everybody that's doing food stuff to have amplification.
So could you say again for the people who live, there's one place on the ridge and one place in Concow, is that correct?
Correct.
Could you say the times and the places where they can shop at the food truck?
your mobile food market? Saturdays, we are up in Conco at the Dome store. And we're there starting around 2. Both locations, we stay until the food is almost gone. With Angel Food folks involved, it's gone fairly quickly. So please get there, you know, whenever. We're doing our best to balance the challenge of meeting, you know, not going over our funding, but be able to provide food for the community. And the more people that actually pay cash or that want to participate in that way, help us to be able to offer more up there.
So,
and then at Magalia, we're there at the Magalia Community Park Center. It's on South Park, 17913, I think is the address. I should know that because I've put it on so many things. If you join, we're there on Sundays at 10, and that one sells out pretty quick. But if you get there, that's great. I'm excited to be able to make an announcement soon that a bread maker, Gia Giannini, will hopefully join us soon. And I'm really excited. She was an amazing person up there. We really try to support people from the region. We've carried turkey tail mushrooms
yes,
a lot.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And we'll, you know, continue to want to do so.
And so how do you reach out to the farmers who might want to participate in this? It sounds like maybe you've made contact through your assessment and through other ways. Are you still looking for farmers who might want to be a part of this?
Always love the interaction and the contact with new farmers, because one of our goals is to support new farmers as one outlet. There's so much going on back behind the scenes that, if we could just get a little more financial support and be able to support young people to be able to do this work, we could explode the availability of local food in this community. Anyway, talk about that another time. We do want to support and have supported new farmers that are up and coming, because we realize the challenges that they face and we want to support them.
So, yeah, that's great.
If anybody wants to, has any questions or wants to find out how they can be more involved, definitely go to our website. You can contact. I get all those emails, or Pam, PAMM, 2 M's, at bclocalfood.org.
I know some new young farmers who've just moved into the area, so I know that it's a kind of a changing, it can be a changing landscape, so to speak, with farming, so it's good.
Yeah, it's exciting. There are, I talk a lot with the folks at the Chico Certified Farmers Market, and they have 3 new young farmers coming in.
Oh my gosh.
Next season. I know. Burn Blossom, and I forget, or Blossom Burn, or whatever, and then some others. It's very exciting to see young farmers coming in, and I'm trying to do everything I can to support them, because, we all know that when we go to the farmer's market, when we look around the booths, there's a lot of gray hairs, gray hairs there. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
We
need new kids going into it. It's a tough business, though. It's really hard to make a living as a farmer. So it's good to have that kind of local support, people who want to connect you with the people who want the food.
Mm-hmm.
Pam, another of your projects is the Butte County Local Food Network Victory Garden. Tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yes, it's Vecino Victory Garden, and it's in Chico. It's at 1535 Laburnum Avenue. This is an ever-evolving project that we are really looking toward as a demonstration food forest for people, to encourage people to convert their yards from grass.
Nice.
Into food forests that grow food for the community. We also have what we call the Free the Food Stand out in front. And I'm noticing that there are a number of these around the city, and I'd love to be able to connect with people more so that we can amplify them, where people share their excess of food on a donation basis with the community.
Yes.
It is illegal to sell from your yard in Chico.
It is.
What?
Jeez.
She said, it is.
I didn't know that. No. That's yes. Just nutty. Okay, go ahead.
But
sorry.
You can have it out there for free and take donations.
I see. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, other regions in the county have different rules and laws about that. I guess we should have all that on our website. We're trying to also redo our website, but anyway, another topic. But just know that in the county areas, it is not illegal. And then in the cities, there are different rules around that. I will say that one of the most progressive cities in terms of supporting small local farmers or urban farmers is Oroville.
Oh, interesting.
There is an amazing guy there, and I don't remember his name offhand because here we
Matthew.
Are.
And
Matthew.
Planning
Matthew
on talking Trump. About this. Mm-hmm. But he has worked really hard to open up opportunities within Oroville to the extent that I'm just blown away, to be honest with you.
We've interviewed him a couple times. So
what?
Yeah, we've interviewed Matthew a couple times. So
cool. Oh, no, it's not Matthew Trump.
Oh, it's not Matthew.
It's
somebody else.
It's somebody involved in the policy making in the Oroville City Council.
If you think of that.
Not the City Council, but like one of the consultants that the city uses.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I don't have that information handy.
If you think of it, if you find we'll it later, up. Could you send it to me and
of
we'll
course.
Follow up
yeah,
on it?
Yeah.
That would be really great.
I've had a couple conversations with this guy, and I've just been blown away. He's from actually Sacramento, and the county uses him, but he's very committed to creating opportunities within Oroville. So, in other words, they actively seek out people that want to use city land for growing more food.
Nice.
Which is not like Chico,
right.
You know,
right.
And Paradise has a lot of flexibility, but they still are more restrictive than Oroville. Yeah, Oroville's got it happening on a lot of ways for local food, just saying.
So if people want to learn how to farm, is the Victory Garden a good place for them to go?
What? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So stop on by. We have... We generally have working days on Sundays from 9 to noon. This particular Sunday, we've decided that we're upgrading our organization, and so we've decided to use that opportunity because we all have it open as a time to reorganize, you know, get more on the same page and see where we're going. But generally speaking, we have work days on Sundays from 9 to noon. We also have a new venue for folks to volunteer at on Sundays, which is the Chico Community Daycare Center, I think that's what it's called, which is part of our Grown project, which is a project that I am so excited about.
And so please talk about that.
Yeah. So we're very small, and we only have a certain amount of bandwidth, but the reason I started this whole organization was to get more people growing more food.
Yes.
And we have identified, and Vermont has too, again, going back to that Vermont Farm to Plate initiative, which I invite people to check out, identified that one of the best ways to ensure future food security is to focus on our youth. So our organization, the Butte County Local Food Network, started coming together, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months ago to slowly start within our capacity and resources to find a way to start reaching out to more young folks, to invite them to join in the community that grows food together, which we're trying to create. So, and then just this past couple, like 6 weeks or so, you know, including the, you know, Christmas break and all that kind of fun stuff, have started talking with a number of different organizations and stuff around Butte County to create a program that invites young folks at the school level, at the young school level, the teen level, the high school level, and young adults to come together, you know, primarily with Sixth Street Youth Center and the YAC program. I just really want to give them a shout out to come together, you know, and with From the Ground Up Inc. To come together to try and create, not try, but to create a program. To invite young folks in, like go into the schools, revitalize all the community gardens and the school gardens that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
We've got access. We've been given opportunity to have about an acre of land out in Durham for people, for our group to develop into a teaching center that includes also animals via Carol Bertagna. You know, the Bertagnas have been amazing, you know, in this. So we're still in the early stages, and we invite the community to join us to realize the importance of this program and how vital it is for the future of Butte County, and actually, sorry, but just the world, to start creating these alternative systems of food sovereignty.
So how was that proceeding? Did you call it the GROWN Project?
We did, and it stands for Growing Resilient Optimism with Nature.
Okay, that's what I was growing. Resilient optimism
with nature.
We believe
that inviting folk, you know, young people in to learn how to be self-sufficient in food sovereign is an important skill to offer, both for their own self-worth and for their family and for their community. But it also, in these very weird and tricksy COVID times, offers an opportunity and an alternative to the screen world that's being created.
Yes, absolutely.
And invites young folks to get involved in the soil, like to put their hands in the soil. You know, I mean, science is coming out with all sorts of wonderful stuff around how vital it is for our being to be reconnected to the earth, but also literally it reprograms our gut microbiome,
mm-hmm.
right? Which then impacts how we feel and how we operate in the world. So this is really important work that's kind of like backdoor tricksy, you know, around healing and community building, but is vital to our future.
I have also read that having your hands in the soil literally helps you absorb minerals from the soil that are healthy for your body. So
yes.
Physically, yes. I mean, as well as psychologically. And is that the project that you're working with someone at Chico State on?
Correct. Well, you know, we're still in the early stages, and so we're trying to, like, figure out all of our cohorts. But
uh-huh.
so far,
right.
you know, all of our working groups and figuring out how we're going to work together, you know. How are we going to do this? You know, we're all so committed to this concept. And, you know, so again, inviting anybody in the community who hears this to reach out at Pam, PAMM at bclocalfood.org and say, I want to participate. I mean, you know, whenever you start a project like this, there are so many things that are involved in it.
It's huge.
You know, this
right.
could be huge for our community. And so far we have interest, let's just say, and no one knows where this will go.
Yes.
We have interest from some folks in the eco psychology, I think that's what they're called, a department at Chico State. This doesn't mean Chico State itself is involved, but people
okay.
who are very
uh-huh.
ingrained
yep.
in it
yeah,
are.
Sure.
We have people from the Butte County Office of Education, particularly via 6th Street and the YAC community, you know, the YAC Council, Youth Action...
I don't know about that.
Commission. Anyway, they're great. You know, there's a guy named Elijah that's been just like so seminal working with Allie and Jarrett from our board to co-create this and revitalize a community garden that was started by From the Ground Up, you know, get that going again.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've kind of lost my train of thought. Okay, so
we're talking
Wendy McCall, who teaches for From the Ground Up and it works primarily in Paradise, has expressed an interest to at least be kept in the loop. I've mentioned Cara Botagna, who has some land to offer up. She's a very busy woman, but, you know, we'll see how she, you know, settles out. Alexander Chris from the Phoenix Nest is very interested in the psychological and emotional well-being that happens when you work in a garden, and has committed herself to helping see this project happen. Who else? Anyway, other folks from the Butte County Office of Education, us from the ground up. Yeah, it's just the coming together of people, and you know, again, very open kind of, you know, lay our foundation of how we're going to work together, what kind of a relationship we want to have, like with memorandums of understanding, so that we can start reaching out for more funding with all this. It's very exciting to me.
It's really exciting. Pam, we just have a minute left. And okay. You have all kinds of volunteer opportunities. Can you just say one thing about, or two things about how, what kinds of things people can do who would like to volunteer?
We have so much opportunity here. We need, like I said, we're doing an upgrade, so people with business skills and lawyers that can contact us, that would be great. I forgot to mention our composting project, you know, at Vecino Victory Garden. So, and people can bring their compost to there. We have opportunity to help with the Blitz, obviously. That's a huge project, and we need, you know, anywhere from 70 to 100 people, you know, or more to help us with that. Particularly if you have a truck.
Yes,
we love you.
Yes.
We, you know, any kind of skill that you have, I can guarantee you, you can help create a stronger local food system and create a community that grows food together, which benefits us all.
And give your email one more time so that people can, and the website. So, because
the website
there is an application.
Local food. Also looking for someone who does websites, because we'd
yes.
love to upgrade it. So UX experience person, if you want to join us. So it's BC Local Food, Butte County, so bclocalfood.org. You can contact me at Pam, P-A-M-M, at bclocalfood.org. And we'll get you, we'd be so excited to work with you, because we really love community engagement.
As you can tell, our guest Pam Larry is a hugely helpful, productive, visionary community builder, and it's so great to have you on the show again. So happy to have all your enthusiasm. Pam Larry is the inspiration and the brains and the body of the Butte County Local Food Network. So contact her and participate. You'll find joy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks for being with us tonight.
Wonderful doing this. And thank you, you both, so much. You're the best interviewers on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But there's one thing that we'd gladly doff our shells for. So we present our recipe and wish you well for.
You take 2/3 cups of flour, a teaspoonful of salt, a quarter pound of butter, add an egg and blend it all. 2 squares of dark chocolate, walnuts, pot and sugar, a teaspoon of baking powder, 30 minutes in the heat, and it's over.
Just about ready now. Why don't we go have one? I mean, really.
This is Ecotopia on KZFR 90.1 in Chico. You've been listening to a great interview with Pam Larry that we have recorded, so you can listen to it again if you ever need to be energized for anything. Coming up in just a couple of minutes here, we'll hear Bobby Tryon, North State
Give and Take,
and she'll be interviewing Tanner Hansen from the Chico Certified Farmers Market. And at 6:30, it's Ginger Nichols with Radioactive, another high energy person.
So you can contact us at ecotopiakzfr@gmail.com. We always welcome your suggestions for shows, people to interview. You can listen to our previous shows and check our list of resources at ecotopiakzfr.com. That's our website, ecotopiakzfr.com. Thanks for listening.
You are the new day. You are the new day. I will love you more than me and more than yesterday. If you can but prove to me you are the new day. I might stay yesterday. Thoughts that we as humans wore could slow worlds and end it all lie around me where they fall before the new day.
Listener-supported community radio.
Natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. And more information you can get by calling 893-4923 and by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3, and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. Today, I'm going to interview Tanner Hansen. and he is the market manager at the Chico Certified Farmers Market. Hello, Tanner.
Hi, Bobby.
Yeah, it's nice to see you, and I see you, Tanner, and I see you.